insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit therifens.com/disclosure.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, "Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." We might call this counterintuitive. Jesus calls this life and salvation in him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
CBS News Brief. Dozens have died and thousands have lost their homes in the Maui wildfires. Lahaina resident Lynn Robeson.
A lot of us are post-traumatic stress, shell shock, and we kind of can bond with this. You know, it's kind of healing for us in a way, you know, because we've all been through this trauma.
U.S. Attorney David Weiss in Delaware is appointed special counsel in the Hunter Biden case. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Weiss will ultimately deliver a report to the nation about his decision-making in the Hunter Biden case, whether he chooses to bring charges or he declines to bring charges, and that would involve congressional testimony.
Some students did not get home from school in Louisville, Kentucky until 10 p.m. on opening day due to a transportation overhaul. The following 2 days were canceled. School Superintendent Marty Polio.
We do know that families want to know about next week. I believe, looking at it and the things that we need to implement with our bus drivers, it could be the middle of next week. But that's what we are shooting for right now.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Stops, nobody knows. Every time.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
Time can erase a feeling.
1057 CFW.
Fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Brunswick. This is 105.7 CFW.
Talk.
7 CFW.
Lay your hands on me. 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 Come on.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Severe thunderstorm watch continues this evening for the potential of large hail and damaging wind gusts. Scattered evening storms, then clearing overnight, low in the low 60s. Sunny, pleasant, and mid-80s tomorrow, more storms possible Sunday. Much cooler and breezy, high only low 70s. Still some showers Monday. Currently at 64 degrees.
CFW.
As much a part of summer as a bottle of suntan lotion that's all goopy at the top because someone didn't clean it up before putting it away.
Someone's head is gonna roll.
105.7 CFW.
Control.
how to make me smile. Take control on me just for the night. But if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this.
CFW. is what's happening at CFW.
Need a little zen in your life? How about a step-by-step guide to learn how to make your own zen candles? Dixon's Autumn Harvest Winery is going to be your host, and along with candle making, there will also be candle trivia games. Save the date, Sunday, August 20th, starting at 1 p.m. Dixon's is located along County Highway J in Chippewa Falls.
CFW.
Just a little more time is all we're asking for. 'Cause just a little more time could open closing doors. Just a little uncertainty can bring it down.
Come never surrender.
1057
CFW.
Your official station of summer.
As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too.
When you think summer,
think 1057 CFW.
The Valley's fun music.
CFW.
I've got the power.
attack, front to back, in this thing called rap. Digger like a shovel, rhyme double on a heavily level. Bang the bass, turn up the treble. Radical mind, day and night, all the time. 714, wise, divine, maniac, brainiac, winning the game. I'm the lyrical Jesse James.
Many great songs, and only one station plays them all.
All the songs I want to hear.
The Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.
Some kind of mistake. 7 CFW.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned, or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin?
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
CBS News Brief. In Hawaii, as Lahaina residents are briefly allowed to check on their properties after deadly wildfires, an unsafe water advisory has been issued for Upper Kula and Lahaina. Resident Adam Eichholz is in a shelter an hour away.
It took me to make it to this shelter from Lahaina until I could even call my parents. It took 24 hours to just let them know that I'm alive.
Attorney General Merrick Garland appoints Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss as special counsel in the Hunter Biden case. CBS's Catherine Harris.
The White House had no comment.